Okay, we've got some ground to cover here. First of all, what was his name?
His name was Joe Williams.
Had you known him early on in your life, or how did you get connected with Joe Williams?
I had known him from Camden, South Carolina, where we both grew up. He grew up part-time in Tulsa and part-time in South Carolina. So had I grown up in South Carolina. And then I would go east in the summers back to my New York family. So we were both back and forth quite a bit, but we knew each other. He was just older, like 5 years older.
So then when you're at Sarah Lawrence, did you have a connection then?
Yeah, I started seeing him. I think this all started going to a dove hunt. As I said, my mother became a great hunter. So we were going to a dove hunt down in Manning, South Carolina. Joe gave me a ride, and we got to know each other in the car, just talking. Went dove hunting together, and then actually the Christmas vacation, he and a friend were driving back to Yale in his car, and I got a ride back with them. I don't remember the circumstances why we did this, but they dropped me off at Sarah Lawrence College. I do remember hearing on the radio at that time about this fire at Mont Tremblant in, I think, Vermont. And my boyfriend at the time was in this fire. I heard about it on the radio driving with these two guys from Yale, from South Carolina to Bronxville, New York. And they were really comforting and wonderful. And I just started seeing Joe a lot after that. So that would have been 56.
So then you're in Wyoming. Of course, you're back and forth, and he's at Fort Sill.
Yeah.
So then it comes to the point, as you alluded to earlier, that he said, why go back to college?
He didn't quite say it that way, but why don't we just go ahead and get married, something like that. Yeah. Well, I called Dean Rauschenbusch at the college and said, oh, gosh, sorry to say it, but I'm not coming back. So I got married in November instead of going back to Sarah Lawrence.
That would have been in 1956.
Right.
Then Joe is in the Army.
Yeah.
And this would have been in the 50s. Why was he in the Army?
He had gone to ROTC at Yale. He'd gone through ROTC, so he started as a lieutenant. We moved immediately from South Carolina. That Christmas, we moved to Fort Sill. And had our first house, a duplex, with a formaldehyde couch. I remember the sofa that was parrot green. We moved to Fort Sill and did have a parrot, as a matter of fact. And we had a puppy. Joe had given me a Boykin Spaniel for Christmas, so we started out our married life with a parrot and a puppy. Plus, we had an old bird dog my stepfather gave us. Joe didn't approve of it all.
Didn't approve of what?
Of having the bird dog called Lightning.
For you to move to Fort Sill, was this kind of a culture shock for you to go to a military base and live out there?
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. Except, you know, when you're first married, you're just totally focused on...
How old were you when you were married?
19.
And Joe was 5 years older, so
yes.
He's 24.
Right.
So, yes, you just accept that's the way life is, right?
Oh, yeah. It was very exciting for me. I got to know people there in the military. And I will never forget when we took pity on some young friends of ours. It must have been the following Thanksgiving, and I cooked a turkey. When we sat down for dinner and had the turkey, there was something odd about the taste. So we then realized that I had cooked the turkey with the little sack inside the turkey. The rest of my time at Fort Sill, I would get these little care packages of canned goods. People helping out this poor lieutenant who had a wife who couldn't cook very well. But I learned to cook eventually and just really loved it. That and gardening became my favorite things now that I'm an old person.
Here you are, 19 years old, and what do you do with your time?
I did learn to cook.
When did you have your first child?
57 was the birth of our first child. So I would have been 20, actually, right?
Yes, in 1957, you would have been 20 years old. And that child's name was?
Joe, original. He was born overseas, because by then the military had sent us over to Germany. And he was born in the Army Hospital in Frankfurt. We were stationed in Hanau.
How long did you live in Germany?
2 years.
What kind of an experience was that for you?
It was especially wonderful at first because they didn't have housing for us on the Caserne, and so we lived in the village of Hanau. The Sidkeys were our landlords. They were very persnickety about closing cabinets, the sounds of closing cabinets, and so they had sponges on everything, and we were really not allowed to peep after 9 at night. But it was great living, and we got to speak a little German and got to know the place much better than we would have if we'd gone straight to the military.
You traveled probably then beyond Germany and
did.
In that whole area.
Especially in Austria and Switzerland. Mm-hmm. I had learned to ski in New Mexico earlier that year, still when Joe was in the Army. So we did a lot of skiing. It was great. Until I was just too pregnant to see the tips of my skis.
Speaking of traveling, from Fort Sill, did you ever drive to the eastern part of Oklahoma?
I did. We went up there from Fort Sill. We came to Tulsa, I guess January. It could have been February, but it was definitely in the winter. And I thought this was the ugliest place I ever saw. Frozen beige. The whole way. That grass was beige. The roads were beige. Everything was just cold and beige. Then we got to Tulsa, and there were evergreens and trees, and the Wichitas were beautiful. So at both ends of the Po, we had good country. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it was so ugly in between, and that all changed when I lived in Iran. I thought Oklahoma all of a sudden became very beautiful, and my aesthetic changed. I started thinking simple lines, big sky, were the most beautiful thing on earth.
So that was about January, February of 1957.
Yeah.
You made that drive over here. And then, of course, you had been introduced to the Williams family a while ago. But
I was quite struck by John and all the Williamses. They were striking people. But when we came back to America in 59, the end of 59, we drove to Tulsa again because John had invited us to come out. And at that time, he talked to Joe about joining the company. So eventually, Joe decided to go to work for the company.